Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Bella Kidman, and word on the street that the FANG stocks are dead. So today, we're going to be picking their replacements and picking the next global leaders. And to talk to me about this today, I'm joined by Alex Polak from Loftus Peak and Nick Griffin from Munro Partners. Alex, I'll start with you. First up, we've got Roku. And Roku is a US-listed company manufacturing digital media players for video streaming services. Buy, hold, or sell?
This is a buy, this one. This company shouldn't really exist because Facebook or Amazon or somebody else should have understood what was going on. In the same way that you have a Facebook feed that's individualized and tailored for you with the advertising and your friends, Roku is that for television. Roku is that for free-to-air television. You don't see much of it in Australia, but in the US, as people cut the cords and increasingly go to streaming, Roku is a mechanism for serving new content and monetizing it for the publisher of the content and providing that content for free with ads to the viewer and taking a clip in the middle. It's already a moderately sized business. It's going to be a lot bigger.
Nick, we've seen how successful streaming services have been over the last 12 months, particularly with COVID. Is this the way that investors should be getting exposure? Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, so we're a hold on Roku. Amazon and Google are coming after it with Amazon Fire TVs and Google Android TV services. And we would actually point people towards the Trade Desk as really a much more easier way to play the streaming of video and the advertising globally. And so from our point of view, the risk reward on Roku's just got a bit stretched here, but do like the company a lot.
Okay, next up we've got Deere & Co, obviously known for John Deere. They're the manufacturer of agricultural equipment. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, so tractors, it's not an area we look at much or I haven't looked at for a long time. Obviously doing very well at the moment. So we have this one as a hold also, sorry. Done very well because the agricultural economy is doing very, very well. There is an opportunity here in precision agriculture that we do see, but probably, again, stocks had a pretty good run here. It is ultimately a cyclical business, and so we'd put that one as a hold today.
A very good last 12 months, up 170%. Buy, hold, sell on Deere & Co.
Look, it's still a buy. It's a precision, as Nick says, it's precision agriculture. If we're going to feed 7 or 8 billion people in the world, we're going to have much better tools in the farms themselves, whether they're little farm mum and pops or big ag concerns. If we're going to feed 8 billion people, we'll need a lot of precision agriculture, and Deere is a great way to play it.
OK, next up we have US-based cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. So it's up almost 205% over the last year. Buy, hold, or sell?
Look, it's still a buy for us. It's endpoint security. It's security in the cloud. It's modularized the business. The cash flow growth and the earnings growth has been nothing short of explosive. And the TAM, the target addressable market, keeps expanding. It's just really the company for our times in terms of security. So, yeah, it's a buy.
This is a huge area of the market, growing one. But is it becoming too crowded? Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, we agree. This one's a buy. We would put CrowdStrike alongside probably Okta as the two really good security plays out there. Obviously, companies had a good run, so you could wait for a pullback. But the reality is security is only becoming more important. And CrowdStrike's got a really good chance of being that one big security play. And so that's why we don't think it's too crowded at the moment. We think it's in that handful of potential winners here, and it's worth the bet.
All right, next up we have Twilio, a cloud communications business providing companies like Uber with their in-app messaging system. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, so this one's a buy for us. I mean, obviously you can't have a portfolio full of companies this expensive, but this one's worth the bet. also. It's communications platforms as a service. So essentially, this is a system that allows you to build apps to communicate with people. So think about when your Uber driver pulls up communicating with you or back, or when your goods are being delivered to you, or when you're doing a two-factor security authentication. This is really just a platform as a service that any business in the world can plug into and effectively build this communication app services. And it allows you to deal directly with your customer. And so they've actually got more than nearly 200,000 customers today globally. And so we see this as actually the next big platform company out there. They've got a clear lead on their competition, and the potential into the future is huge.
Is this the next big global leader? Buy, hold, or sell on Twilio?
I'm nervous about this one. I have it as a sell. It's got the highest stock-based compensation component of any company in the companies that we follow, and I think it's number 74 across the NASDAQ for stock-based compensation as a percentage of market cap. It does an acquisition every year, pretty much. It's heavily profit negative. I don't like the way that this is sort of shaping up. So we're not there, no. So,
all right, you don't like Twilio, but here's your chance. What is the next global leader?
Well, the next global leader is kind of still going to be one of the current global leaders, and that's TSMC. They've just announced a $100 billion, 5-year capex plan on top of already a very, very robust, effectively doubling their existing capex plan. The silicon content, as we talked about with cars, silicon content is going up everywhere. Cars, of course, but also, farm equipment, even the clothes you wear, hospital monitoring, et cetera, et cetera. And all of this requires better and faster silicon chips, and there's none better than TSMC.
Hard to beat Taiwan Semiconductor. What's your pick for the next global leader, the next big thing?
Yeah, so we've gone a bit off-piste here, and we're going to talk about HelloFresh. If you think about e-commerce is something that's been with us for a while, and it sort of goes through different industries. So you start by buying your electronics online, and then over time you get used to buying your clothes online, and then now you're even buying your furniture online. And the one big area that still is yet to disrupt is groceries. Groceries is still only 3% penetrated by e-commerce. COVID allowed all of these companies to get a big leg up for people to try the service, and what we're finding is people are keeping using the service. And so a lot of people get confused and think HelloFresh is just a subscription meal kit. It's actually just another way of buying your groceries. And most people are finding it simplifies their weekly grocery shop. And so the runway in front of this company is huge. I mean, it's absolutely ginormous. And on top of that, the company's very cheap. It's literally only trading on 30 times earnings. And we have this very strange moment at the moment where we speak to the German analysts who cover the company, and they'll literally say, as soon as COVID's over, everyone's going to turn off HelloFresh, and we'll just literally say, hey, I'm calling you from the future here. I'm here in Australia where there is no COVID and people are still using HelloFresh.
So you're arbitraging time.
Hopefully.
Wave goodbye to Facebook and Netflix, because with these up-and-coming stars, you'll be ready to strike in no time. If you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell, make sure you subscribe to LiveWire's YouTube channel for more.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.